In this bulletin, the federal government secures a deal to give Australians fast and free access to a potential COVID-19 vaccine. Victoria records 216 new coronavirus cases and 12 deaths. And in netball, the Queensland Firebirds remain winless for the season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Scott Morrison says any potential vaccine secured by the federal government will be made free for all Australians. The federal government has signed an agreement with the British pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca to secure Oxford University's potential COVID-19 vaccine should it prove successful, safe and effective in trials. Scott Morrison says if the vaccine is proven to work, the government hopes it would be made available for all Australians early next year, if not sooner. But he says it will need to satisfy Australian standards before the public is granted access.
There won't be any cutting corners. There won't be any undue haste here. There will be the appropriate controls and protections that are put in place. I'm advised that we'll need about a 95% vaccination rate across the country. Now, that is the normal target range for when you're having a vaccination program, and we'll be seeking to ensure that that is widely implemented with our partners around the country.
Australia's acting Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says it's just one of several vaccine candidates being developed that are showing promise.
It's the first step in terms of this particular company and this particular vaccine, but there'll be others in the coming weeks and months. We have a strategy to work through this, these so-called pre-purchase agreements, as well as looking at funding our own research and development here in Australia, particularly in the University of Queensland vaccine candidate.
Victoria has reported a decrease in COVID-19 infections for the second consecutive day, with 216 new cases. It comes a day after the state recorded its lowest infection rate in a month, with 222 new cases. Another 12 Victorians have also died, all of which are linked to outbreaks at aged care facilities. Victoria's death toll is now 363. And Premier Daniel Andrews says the $450 test isolation payment for those in insecure work has now been provided to 19,500 Victorians.
That's a very significant uptake, and I think that's directly dealt with one of the challenges in terms of people getting a test and then not potentially isolating while they wait for the test result, the notion of not being paid if they didn't work the shift. So that, I'm very pleased to see so many people accessing that payment, and I would again say to anybody who's got symptoms, please come forward and get tested.
And New South Wales has recorded 7 new cases, 2 are returned travellers in hotel quarantine. The federal government says claims that Australia is dumping wine on the Chinese market are unsubstantiated. The Chinese government has launched a year-long investigation into whether Australian winemakers are flooding the country's market with cheap wine. The decision has been linked to the federal government's calls for an independent inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, and it follows a similar investigation into barley dumping, which closed the Chinese market to Australian producers in May through crippling tariffs. National Senator Matt Canavan has told the Nine Network China's dumping allegations simply aren't true.
I think every Australian business must be very wary and careful about how they interact with a country that is proving itself not to be trusted. It can't be trusted in business relationships anymore, because this is an absurd claim. The claim the Chinese government is making is that Australian farmers are subsidised and they're dumping products. There is no farming sector in the world that is less subsidised than the Australian farming sector, and this claim by the Chinese government has absolutely no weight to it.
Australian wine exports to China are worth more than $1 billion a year. The United States Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, has announced he'll suspend all planned mail service changes until after the November presidential election. It follows complaints that cost-cutting measures could slow the handling of mail-in ballots, which are expected to account for as many as half of all votes cast in the election. The planned changes include reductions in overtime, restrictions on extra mail transportation trips, and new mail sorting and delivery policies. Mr. DeJoy says he'll be suspending the initiatives until after the election to avoid even the appearance of the changes impacting the result. And in netball, the Queensland Firebirds remain winless for the season after being defeated 64-57 by the New South Wales Swifts. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Adelaide, showers and wind easing, 14. Melbourne, showers and 13. Hobart, possible shower developing, 14 degrees. Canberra, showers and windy, top of 9. Wollongong, becoming very windy, 19. Sydney, mostly sunny, then windy and 21. Newcastle, a sunny day, then becoming very windy and 21 degrees. Brisbane, sunny, 28. Cairns, much the same, 29. And Darwin, also sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.